talked for years about the benefits of forest land conservation, and there are many, and you know, from intrinsic environmental, social benefits, and so on. And now, as we recognize our role as a leader in forest land conservation issues in the area, we are going to discuss the economics involved in land conservation. And probably the brightest spot in the Northwoods economy these days is the forest products sector. There's high demand and record stumpage prices these days, yet there are thousands of acres in Vilas and surrounding counties here that have been parcelized and fragmented out of forestry production to support, frankly, an overabundance of second homes, which have flooded the market at prices well below replacement costs. It's almost as if we have assumed for decades that forestry was only the best use of the land until it could be subdivided. And, you know, many have fallen to the paradox that development is the only solution to our economy. And yet, through all this, there's been way too little talk of developing more non-polluting forest products processing facilities which add value to the resource before it leaves the area and offering good jobs to help keep our young people here. There is a large issue at play here that we're going to try to bring our discussion, let's say, to the next level. On December 6th, we want to bring these concerns to the forefront with an informal program titled The Economics of Land Conservation, where people who attend are welcome to question our panel of experts. We want to discuss the economic return of growing trees, at what point the economic and biological maturity merge, the proper management to achieve the best return for the long term, and so on. We also will discuss strategies for the family woodland owner interested in transferring their land to their heirs or seeking conservation options, and any tax implications for this process. We also need to talk about the importance of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and the Stewardship Fund as necessary tools to keep a healthy forest industry and provide the open space needed by society.
I know the parcelization issue of forestry obviously is at the forefront, but I know biologists have been very concerned in terms of animals and so forth that need long stretches of forest. Is that part of something to consider?
Habitat is one of the long-term social benefits of and environmental benefits of land conservation. I mean, habitat's a very, very important one. And you know, we really can't discriminate from one benefit to another because they're interlinked. In other words, the habitat that's so essential for wildlife also is essential for the tourism industry. So and the tourism industry obviously benefits from forest land conservation because people don't travel to northern Wisconsin to see stumps and blacktop. It's that simple.